Today we head west of the Mississippi River to the state of Illinois. Yes, that is correct. And the story is brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. I'll be co-hosting a television special this Friday on Ag Day. Check local listings or go to farmersfeedingtheworld.com to share agriculture's story and help end hunger. Kaskaskia, Illinois was established in 1703 on the Kaskaskia River, about 5 miles above its confluence with the Mississippi. It was the first capital of the territory and the state. By the late 1870s, though, Mother Nature was changing the geography here.
For 2 or 3 years, according to some of the eyewitness accounts, there had been a lot of ice in the rivers, and then the ice dams would build, and so it just would cause a lot of damage along those banks.
Emily Lyon says those ice dams caused the Mississippi River to begin cutting a new channel. Eventually, only a 300-foot strip of land kept the Mississippi from joining the Kaskaskia River nearly 10 miles above its original confluence.
1881 is when it made the final cut through. It had been sort of changing and forming a sort of horseshoe bend in there for many years.
Suddenly, the town of Kaskaskia was no longer on the Kaskaskia River. It was now on the Mississippi. Not only that, it was on the west side of the Mississippi, cut off from the rest of the state of Illinois. A handful of people still live in the town. Lyon still attends church here.
The incorporated village is a 15-block area. The island itself is 14,000 acres with 10,000 acres inside the levee.
To get to the island, you must cross the Mississippi River at Chester, enter Missouri, go through the town of St. Mary, Missouri, then cross the old channel back into Illinois and Kaskaskia. Traveling the Countryside and brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com, west of the Mississippi in Kaskaskia, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.